So all Israel was recorded in the genealogies written in the book of the kings of Israel. But Judah was exiled to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Now the first to resettle their own property in their cities were Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. These were some of the descendants of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh, who lived in Jerusalem. Uttai, son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, a descendant of Perez, son of Judah. From the Shilonites,
Asaiah the firstborn and his sons.
From the Zerahites,
Juel and 60-90 relatives.
From the Benjamites,
Salu son of Meshulam,
the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasenuah.
Ibneah, son of Jeroham,
Elah, son of Uzi,
the son of Mikri.
Meshulam, son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnijah. And 956 of their relatives, according to their genealogy. All these men were heads of their families. From the priests,
Jediah, Jehoiarib, and Jashin.
Azariah, son of Hilkiah,
the son of Meshulam,
the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth,
the son of Ahitub,
the chief official of God's temple.
Adiah, son of Jeroham,
the son of Pashur, the son of Malchijah.
Maasai, son of Adiel,
the son of Jazer,
the son of
Meshilmith,
the son of Immer.
And 1,760 of their relatives, the heads of their families, able men for the work of the service of the house of God. From the Levites,
Shemaiah son of Hashub,
the son of Azrikam,
the son of Hashabiah,
a descendant of Merari,
Bakbakar,
Heresh,
Galal,
and Mataniah son of Micah,
the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph.
Obadiah, son of Shemaiah,
the son of Galal,
the son of Jeduthun,
and Berechiah, son of Asaph,
the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. These were the gatekeepers,
Shalom, Akub, Talmon, Ahimad,
and their relative Shalom was their chief.
He was previously stationed at the king's gate on the east side.
These were the gatekeepers from the camp of the Levites.
Shalom, son of Korah,
the son of Ebiasaph,
the son of Korah,
and his relatives from the Korahites were assigned to guard the thresholds of the tent,
just as their fathers
had been assigned to guard the entrance
to the dwelling.
Earlier times, Phinehas, son of Eleazar, had been in charge of the gatekeepers.
And the Lord was with him.
Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was the gatekeeper at the entrance
to the tent of meeting.
The number of those chosen to be gatekeepers
at the thresholds was 212.
They were registered by genealogy in their villages.
David and Samuel.
The seer had appointed them to their positions of trust. So they and their descendants were assigned
to guard the gates of the house of the Lord.
The house called the tent, the gatekeepers were stationed on the four sides,
east, west, north, and south.
Their relatives came from their villages at fixed times to serve with them for 7-day periods. But the four chief gatekeepers,
who were Levites,
were entrusted with the rooms
and the treasuries of the house of God.
They would spend the night stationed around the house of God because they were responsible for guarding it
and opening it every morning.
Some of them were in charge of the articles used in worship, to count them whenever they were brought in or taken out. Others were put in charge of the furnishings and other articles of the sanctuary, as well as the fine flour,
wine,
oil,
frankincense,
and spices.
And some of the sons of the priests mixed the spices.
A Levite named Mattathiah, the firstborn son of Shallum, the Korahite,
was entrusted with baking the bread.
Some of their Kohathite brothers were responsible for preparing the rows of the showbread.
Every Sabbath,
those who were musicians, the heads of Levite families,
stayed in the temple chamber
and were exempt from other duties
because they were on duty day and night.
All these were heads of Levite families,
chiefs according to their genealogies,
and they lived in Jerusalem.
Jael, the father of Gibeon,
lived in Gibeon.
His wife's name was Maacah.
Abdon was his firstborn son.
Then Zer, Kish, Baner, Nadab,
Gedor,
Ahio,
Zechariah,
and Mikloth.
Mikloth was the father of Shemim.
They too lived
alongside their relatives
in Jerusalem.
Ner was the father of Kish.
Kish was the father of Saul.
And Saul was the father of Jonathan,
Malchishua, Abinadab,
and Eshbaal,
the son of Jonathan,
Meribbaal,
who was the father of Micah,
the sons of Micah,
Pithon, Melech, Tari, and Ahaz.
Ahaz was the father of Jara.
Jara was the father of Elameth,
Asnaveth, and Zimri.
And Zimri was the father of Mosa.
Mosa was the father of Benir. Repaiah was his son.
Elasa his son.
And Azel his son.
And Azel his son.
And Azel had six sons.
And these were their names:
Azrikam,
Okerum,
Ishmael,
Shiriam,
Obadiah,
and Hanum.
These were the sons of Azel.